portal turret ready to kill me. Did I plug it in this time?
You plugged it in this time. Awesome.
Guess what, kids? It's time for the Blade Runner Minute, starring me and you.
I'm Pete.
And I'm Sandra.
And this is Minute 15.
Whoa.
It's called Meet the Replicants.
We have 102 minutes left.
Wow, 15th minute. That's some...
That's nothing. There's 100
in there. That's 15 minutes. That's 14 more than the first one.
Well, thank
that's
you for sticking good. Around if you stuck around this long.
Somebody stuck around. My mom definitely stuck around. She loves this show.
And Fred. We didn't talk about Fred in like the last four podcasts.
He'll say, but he's not listening to it.
He's totally listening
to
it.
He's told in the test. Uber. If he's really listening to it, this minute.
And at this point, he'll be texting us to say, yeah, I heard you guys. Good job, Fred.
It's called Meet the Replicants.
Meet the Replicants.
Minute 15. We meet Roy and Pris and Zora. And Leon?
They don't talk about the other two that were fried.
No, because they got
them.
Fried.
Ooh, pardon.
What are you cussing on the show
for? I didn't
mean
to. Screw that.
It starts with Bryant and Deckard discussing the robot uprising.
And he's like, why are they here?
What are they doing at our roads?
What do they want?
That's what you're going to find out, pal.
That was good.
And then he makes his most awesome Indiana Jones Han Solo face. He like, does this with his eye. And he does this little heft.
And Short Round is hiding behind them.
Crooked smile. And I'm like, that's the sexiest motherfucker in the world.
You just told me not to cuss. Poke you.
Very close quarters scene.
Smoke.
It's right in your face.
Smoke.
That's right. It's right in your face.
So they're showing us pictures of all of the replicants that have landed.
Yeah, we see all of them.
Leon was a combat loader. Combat/loader.
I had him down as grunt work.
But that's not what the screen said for him. It said combat/loader. Wait, there's a point I'm trying to make.
Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
And then baddie, also
Roy.
Combat.
And right? Riding bicycles.
And then Zora. At you're going to get there. You're going
to
get there. Zora.
My friend has to do that.
Also said combat.
Because he was
combat. And Pris said pleasure.
So
three out of the four are combat models. And here's the other interesting thing. Ready?
Right.
Pris, Roy, and Zora all had a creation date of 2016, and Leon had 2017. So they're all about the same age,
right?
26. So they've already been made. They're hanging out somewhere right now.
Yeah.
And now they're somewhere.
So they're this is 2019.
Mhm.
And they were made in when? 2016, 2017.
Mhm.
Okay. Okay.
So they're all 2 to 3 years old. So something's going on with this, with pretty much these 2016s. What is going on with them?
Okay.
And the combat.
You know, it just hit me, right? It just hit me, the plot of the movie. Don't say it.
Really?
It just hit me. After 10, 15 years.
Keeps happening to you. How do you like these movies when you don't even know what's going on?
It just hit me.
You know what this is? This is like your 2001 Space Odyssey Where you just, everyone says they like it, but nobody really knows what the movies are about.
Yeah, but I never admit, at least, or for, as far as 2010, no, I didn't like, because it's just way too boring. 2001, at least, I admit.
You have no idea what's going on.
I have no idea what's going on, but I just don't mind it. It's like Fantasia. It's just sitting down and relaxing.
You've never actually seen Fantasia. Let's be real clear.
Who could stay awake through
the pretty
Fantasia?
Music.
It's the most beautiful sound.
It's the best movie to take a nap to.
In the world, yeah.
But so you had no idea based on that, like you never noticed.
Well, don't talk about it yet. Okay. But yeah, we'll talk about it.
So they're all
later
around
on.
The same age, which has to be important, and they're all pretty much the same model type. So what's going on with this model type? And why are they making so many Because there's so three of them are combat models, I immediately assume that they make a lot of combat models, but maybe there was only like 20 of them off-world.
No. We live... This is a future where...
You gotta fight for your right to party?
We don't use humans as soldiers anymore or workers anymore. We just build these replicants. Tyrell built these replicants. Probably got beautiful government grants and tax relief and all these great benefits, and just said, you know what I'm going to do for you? I'm going to fight your wars for you. I'm gonna do your space exploration for you.
I got another question
for you. And they're gonna mop your floors for you.
I got another question for you. If they're trying to dehumanize these replicants,
yeah,
why are they giving them first and last names?
Why are they giving them first and last names? What did the screen say? It said Batty Roy. They gave him full names, not just serial numbers.
Like, right. Shouldn't you call them by designation? NHK275.
Yeah, where'd that last name come from, too? Who's giving them last names?
This is the DC. DC, you like can't tell them that they're not
human. His robot mother was...
My mom named me Roy.
Well, who's Batty? Where'd Batty come from?
Dude, this is...
I bet you there's an origin to those names and we don't know it because we're bad researchers. I bet you there's a reason that whoever made that, you know, Roy Batty.
Well, I feel like a name is really important.
I feel like it is too. I feel like the engineer names them. This guy is Roy Batty.
Why?
I don't know, we'd have to ask. Later on we're going to meet somebody.
I think names in general to people are important. When we talk about like... those children born in the wilderness and stuff like that, or children who are abused by their families, or when you're trying to put someone into prison, the first thing you do is take away a name. Because if you have no name, you have no sense of self. Your name is your sense of who you are. If I just started calling you Steve instead of Peter, you're like, I'm not Steve. Right. You know what I mean? Like, well, so if we don't want them to feel human because we don't believe they're human, why are you naming them to give them a sense of self?
There is a fundamental difference between the way society treats the replicants in this movie and the way the Tyrell Corporation treats...
We don't know anything about that.
No, we don't yet, but just I'm not going to get too deep into it, but there is a beautiful moment in the film where you realize the people that made the... No, I'm not answering your question.
I know, but you keep going, you keep jumping ahead, you can't do that.
No, I'm just saying... It's funny how you create something. Here's my point. You create something for the world as a gift, and nobody ever receives it the way you intended. Everybody abuses the internet. Everybody abuses the smartphone. Everybody abuses their car. Everybody abuses their job that they're given. It's a gift. I'm going to give you money to come in here and do a job. And what do you see them doing? Sitting down on the job, texting while driving, driving too fast, being an asshole with your technology, with your equipment. It's a pattern with humans and society that we just don't appreciate what we have.
Well, we don't even appreciate the other people in our life, let alone the material goods in our life. But
who cares about people? People are the worst. I'm talking about the technology, which is what this movie is about. We're given this gift of replicants, and we just don't appreciate them. So much so to the point where we're murdering them now.
I think it's finally coming back at us. We're talking about turtle and tortoise, and this guy got pictures of animals in his office. But we don't appreciate the other life that we've created.
Well, don't you see the existential ultra conflict of that one little scene? Here's a human who knows what a tortoise is. He's upset with the replicant that doesn't know what the tortoise is. The replicant is apologetic for not knowing it, even though he's not supposed to know it because he wasn't programmed to know it. And what do we do to repay him? We shoot him dead. But he shot us first. It's creations. It's our creation rebelling. It's creation. It's God. It's humans. It's children. It's parents. It's all violence. And creation. Violence from creation.
Mm-hmm. Violence from creation.
Yeah.
Instead of creation, out of violence?
No, violence from creation. I know what I said.
I know, but I'm just saying instead of.
I know you knew. But I'm feeling brave.
Okay.
I'm Pete.
And I'm Sandra.
And,
check us out next week.
Look, silent time. Now it's going to get. Look, no.
Hello.
I love the outgoing music I pick. It sounds, listen to it.
How about enjoy the silence?